This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored, as always, by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. Into the studio this week, a first-timer to Focus on the Flathead, Matt Arnold-Ladensack, CEO and co-founder with Clydesdale Outpost. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to learn about this. Been on your website, saw the beautiful photos and the horses. Unbelievable. Tell us about your business a little bit. And before we do that, I want to hear about you.
Yeah, I grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, and moved to Los Angeles to pursue my filmmaking dream there. And so I went to film school at Chapman University and then graduated and worked at DreamWorks and then got into filmmaking with directing and producing and writing on my own.
Geez, I read a lot about you, but I didn't read that about you. You're an experienced filmmaker.
Yep.
Wow, that is very cool. Now, does that kind of mix in with the Clydesdale Outpost a little bit?
Yeah, it does. I do a lot of our social media, so all of the video content and everything that I do has a little artistic flair to it.
Wow. Okay, I got to ask, how did you make it all the way from Arizona and LA to Montana?
Yeah, great question. So basically, we wanted to breed the Clydesdales on a larger scale, and people wanted to come visit us and see the Clydesdales. So we started an operation in Southwest Washington, and we just didn't have enough room on our ranch there. So we started looking all over, and we found Whitefish, and we had been here multiple times, and so many people were like, you got to do it here. And so that's when we started building Clydesdale Outpost Whitefish.
I got to tell you, I have never seen a Clydesdale up close, but they look majestic. They look massive.
Yeah.
And this sounds like something that everyone is really going to get into, to see a Clydesdale up close here in Montana.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular, especially when we have the baby foals and people get to meet them. And I mean, they're one of the largest breeds of horses. And we do have some from Budweiser that were bred at the Warm Springs Ranch there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So how big of a place do you have out there? You're also a breeder, and you're still doing that today.
Yep.
Talk about your place a little bit, the land and the property.
Yeah. So it's just outside of Whitefish, about 8 minutes. It's a 92-acre property. We have 6 guest cabins. We have a welcome center with a convenience store that people can come visit us. And then we have the horse barn, of course.
Yeah. So you're in a year-round operation.
Year-round. Yep.
Okay, so I want to read something right off your website, if you don't mind. I love this line. Unleash your inner adventurer, chase your dreams, and stay wild at one of our one-of-a-kind guest ranch experience destinations. It is, of course, the Outpost. It's the Clydesdale Outpost we're talking about here. That pretty much says it all. It sounds very elegant to me. Can you describe it a little bit for the whole operation?
Yeah, so every building on the property is a timber frame building. They were all put together from Timberline, which is a Nebraska company. And so they shipped everything. We designed all the buildings on our own with them. So it's like a modern chalet style of building. And there's super high-end finishes inside the cabins. They all have their own cedar hot tubs. It's a really unique experience because it's very similar to like a dude ranch.
Yeah.
But we say a guest ranch just because people don't have to stay on our property. They can go into Whitefish, they can go to Glacier, and they can experience other things, not just on the property as well.
So how did you come up with the idea, the whole idea behind it?
Yeah, people just kind of started hitting us up like, hey, can we come stay with you guys and be on the ranch and hang out? And so we would put people up all the time.
Wow.
And I said, this would be a great thing to just have, you know, cabins, and people could come experience the horses and hang out with a couple days instead of just one night. And that's kind of how it was born. So we did a very small version of it and tested it out. And then we started building this big one.
Well, let's talk about some of the amenities. I know you have people staying in these beautiful cabins. Do you provide food, food available, those kind of things, alcohol, any of that, any of the above?
Yeah, there is a convenience store, and that has grab and go items that has beer and wine. But people usually bring their own food. There's a nice kitchen inside the cabin where you can cook your own food. Mm-hmm. There are grills on the patio. And then, of course, we encourage them to go out and experience the restaurants in our town.
Wow, that's cool. If we're talking Whitefish here, or the entire Flathead Valley, for that matter. Yeah,
exactly.
You're close to everything, it sounds like. Yeah. One of the things I read is that you are an amazing wedding venue. Mm. And as I look at the photos, man, spectacular views. The whole place looks amazing for weddings. Tell us about your weddings.
Yeah, we kind of just launched that this past summer and blew up. We have a whole backing of the Stillwater River and a big prairie area where people love to, you know, have the ceremony. And then up on the larger area that looks at the barn, people love to have ceremonies up there and see the barn and the horses are in the background. It's super beautiful.
And then they get to spend the night.
Yep.
How cool is that? Yeah. Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking about Halloween because you guys are doing a kind of a spectacular thing going on for Halloween. But also, as we get nearer to the holidays, we'll talk about that as well and where you see yourself down the road a little bit. You're listening to The Voice this morning of Matt Arnold Ladensack, CEO and co-founder with Clydesdale Outpost. We'll be back with part two in just a minute. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank, Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at Eddie and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead Part 2. And you've heard Matt Arnold Ladensack, CEO and co-founder of Clydesdale Outpost in Whitefish, our guest here today. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you.
You are born in Arizona, worked in the film industry. You've intermingled that with your new business. And I shouldn't say new because I don't know how long have you been in the Clydesdale and Outpost business? Not this specifically, but you started this in Washington, right?
Yeah, correct. So it's been about 3 years that we've had Clydesdale Outpost total. Yeah.
Okay. So how long in Whitefish now?
This is going to be our year and a half mark.
Oh, okay.
So we're very new.
Not exactly brand new. Mm-hmm. Well, Halloween is coming up.
Yep.
And we want to talk about October events at the Outpost. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So this will be our second annual Halloween time. It's a very fun community event where we have a haunted hayride. This year we have a band or a stage where we'll have DJs or bands. A Clydesdale photo booth is all included in your ticket. So we jam-packed the tickets this year. There's also a crystal ball reader. And so it's a very fun event, not just the hayride alone, but there will be a lot more scary actors this year. And we built some facades. It's presented by Lakeview Builders. And so they're a newer building company in town, and it's going to be super fun.
Can you bring anyone? Like kids? Well, the kids will love this too.
It's great for the whole family.
Not going to scare the you-know-what out of them?
There's adults that also get scared too.
So oh, I'm sure.
But it's an absolute blast. Everyone really loves it.
Describe what's going to happen. I mean, is it kind of a course, kind of a trail that they go on? What are we going to see?
Yeah, so when you arrive, you can hang out at the carnival, which we call it, or you have a specific time you get on the hayride. It will take you down. This year's theme we created is Cowboys versus Zombies. And we created the fictional town of Stillwater Falls. And basically a witch has cursed the town so that zombies, all the undead people, come back and haunt them on every full moon.
Whoa.
Because they hit a ritual special area in the gold mine when they're mining in Stillwater Falls. So basically the undead come back and the cowboys have to fight them off, and then the witch will release the curse.
This is brilliant. Who came up with this? Did you?
I did.
Wow. This sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Does it cost to get into that part of it?
Yeah. So people can come to the carnival. I think it's $22 if they want to just do that and do the, there's pony rides that you can actually, your kids can ride the Clydesdales, which is awesome. And then it's $35 to do the hayride and the carnival.
Nice.
We also have a VIP lounge that's curated by us, the Startup Chalet, and it's going to be super spooky inside. We have food from Dog Creek, and the golf course is actually doing the drinks in there.
Oh, nice.
And it's 21 plus.
When folks come out, what time should they arrive? Is it a daytime and nighttime thing?
So it's going to be Friday and Saturday nights. It will be 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and you probably want to arrive early, enjoy the carnival, and then there's just different things that happen at different times. So yeah. There's always something fun going on. There's also a barn projection show that I created that we're going to be projecting in the barn. It'll be kind of like Disneyland Castle. So it's going to be a lot of fun events. And then just you'll hop on the ride at the specific time that you book when you book online.
Okay, not only do you have Halloween all taken care of, but what about Christmas? I bet it's beautiful out there in the wintertime.
Yep, this year we'll have the second annual Christmas with the Clydesdale event. And in the daytime, separate from the main event, we have our sleigh rides. It's an intimate sleigh ride that we do on this really neat refinished Polish sleigh that we got shipped over here. And it will take you now through a little winter wonderland that we have set up, which is different than last year. And then we'll have our Christmas with the Clydesdales main event, which we're going to have an ice skate rink this year. Last year, I really tried to get it up. It was going to be a trail. It was cool. I was a little too ambitious. This year, I just bought a rink. Our goal this year is to make it look like a Hallmark movie so people can come enjoy and create memories with their families.
Boy, this sounds romantic, too. If you wanted to bring your wife, your date, this sounds like a fun time.
Definitely.
VIP experience. You offer that, too. I've been reading about it for up to 12 people. I mean, this sounds spectacular. You got to fill us in.
Yeah, so we have the Clydesdale VIP experience where people can bring their family and friends. We basically throw a big barn party for you, and you get to go on carriage rides back to back to get everyone on. And then you get to hang out and have one-on-one experiences with the Clydesdale horses. And that includes a grazed charcuterie board, and it's catered as well with drinks.
And did you know what you were getting into when you did kids' birthday parties?
Those are super fun because the kids absolutely are hilarious and they love the horses.
Wow. Is there an age limit on riding on one of these Clydesdales?
There is. I believe it's 16 years old.
Okay.
But we can accommodate younger riders, but they are just massive horses, so...
Well, I got to ask, everyone on the show a year in here, mm-hmm. and it sounds like it's going pretty darn nice. And where do you see yourself down the road in 5 years or so? Let's pick 5 years. We usually ask that.
Yeah, we hope to keep expanding. We'd like to have a larger welcome center with a restaurant. And then we'd like to also have a larger barn because I think our big goal would be to have a 6-horse hitch.
Whoa.
Potentially 8. We'll see in the future because every year we have new foals and we're going out and showing them at different shows all around the world. And it's super fun.
Well, I'm glad you're here to talk about this. Anything else you want people to know about the Clydesdale Outpost before you go?
It's a wonderful experience for family and friends to create amazing memories together.
And should we make reservations? I forgot to ask that.
Yes, you should. And the Halloween, definitely make reservations, and Christmas. It's good to book your spot early.
Best way to do that?
ClydesdaleOutpost.com. And you can see Halloween right there, or you can explore our page and find other links.
Well, I can't wait to come and see it. This sounds spectacular. You're listening to the voice of Matt Arnold Leidensack, CEO and co-founder of Clydesdale Outpost. I want to thank you for being here, and welcome to Montana.
Thank you so much.
This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, and archives available at KJJR.com. You guys have a great weekend. This is Focus on the Flathead.